we go.
The Revolution with Jim and Travis on the air and our Race to the Outdoor show. Now let's rejoin the boys and Carlton Wing with Army Buck Hunters on Sportsman Channel, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, presented by My Outdoor TV. Stream on your favorite device or download to watch anywhere, anytime. My Outdoor TV at myoutdoortv.com. This is part two.
You're not going to believe this, but he actually let us come back. We're talking with Mr. Carlton Wing. He's with Army Buck Hunters. Sundays at 7 o'clock Eastern time on Sportsman Channel, because we're talking about Race to the Outdoors.
That's right. One thing, you know, we won't get deep into it for a second, but I think it's very interesting. You're actually a representative there in Arkansas. How did you wind up doing that, buddy?
It's something that I've always been interested in, is how government works and the need for people to be involved. And I've took the opportunity. I'm in my third term here in Arkansas. I'm very, very grateful to be able to do it. And it kind of ties in with what we do with Army Buck Hunters, is because we're a very pro-military state. We've been able to pass some tax incentives to encourage our military retirees to come back to Arkansas. We want them to come back here. We want them to stay and settle here. And it's a great place to live. We've got great outdoors, fishing, hunting. Our outdoors is just some of the best in the country, because we have so much of a diversity of outdoors. And when you get onto the fishing side, we've got deep water reservoirs, rivers, streams, swamps. We're the only state in the nation that has an elk season and a gator season. So that tells you all you need to know about the state of Arkansas. But it's been great to be able to serve in the legislature and to be able to give the people a voice in that way.
Yeah, that's when they play the University of Montana and the University of Florida.
That's right.
You come from a state, Arkansas, that has a lot of sportsmen in it. And of course, we've had Mike Huckabee on the show. What a great guy he is.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You talk about a family that loves the outdoors, the Huckabees, definitely. Big time duck hunter, really, really appreciates what this great state has to offer. He's been a wonderful ambassador to help people come to fish and hunt Arkansas.
Now, going to the Army Bass Anglers, okay, is it the same premise what you guys do with Army Buck Hunter as you do with Army?
Yeah, and the premise is still the same, except it's just a straight tournament. So we put two teams of two anglers each head-to-head against each other. And so 16 anglers will come in eight teams, and we form a bracket, and they just go head-to-head. And each episode of Army Bass Anglers is that particular competition, and we work all the way through until we crown a national champion once again. We've been doing that for 10 years, and it's a great way to, just to appreciate the sport of fishing and to get these guys. You know, and one of the things that we do with both Army Bass Anglers and Army Buck Hunters is, I mean, it is a competition. It is talking about hunting or fishing. But what it also does is it gives a face to the men and women who serve in our military, so we can really get to know them and hear their stories. And you will hear their stories in every episode of their service. And what's meaningful to them, and it really is. I mean, a lot, the tears are shed on this episode as some of the stories are told.
Tears are shed when we air our program too.
They can't wait for it to be over. Now, did I read this correctly? You were the host of FLW Arkansas. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. I've done a show for about the past 5 years, FLW Arkansas. We televise all of the BFL events. And I got started in the outdoors world back in 2001 when I hosted FLW Outdoors, their national program.
No way. Really?
Yep. Yep. That was back in 2001 when we first went to a weekly format of the FLW Outdoors program broadcast nationally.
Oh, my God.
Now, in your shooting competition, is it all short range, or are there some long range shooting there?
Well, what we do is we've got the platform when they're in their qualifying rounds in the first round, when they're going head to head in the first round, they'll have the targets that simulate 300 yards or 300 meters all the way down to 50.
That meters really screws me up.
Yeah. mine says tilt.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Jimmy Carter tried to get us to all go metrics way back in the 70s, and nobody could figure it out. And we just ended up sticking with our, inches, feet, and yards.
I don't get that stuff. Like, and they had kilometers and like, oh my God. That is so confusing. And anybody, I hate Roman numerals too. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think they're the dumbest thing ever. No kid should ever have to learn them. That's
well,
where
we never know which Super Bowl it is.
I know it. It's like, just put another line in it. Who really cares? All right. So Army Buck Hunters, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Sportsman Channel. Kind of give us a breakdown this season, all new third season currently airing. Also, you can go back with the My Outdoor TV app, watch the previous two seasons. Tell us about Army Buck Hunters this season. What can we expect, buddy?
So we start the season with the previous champion's trophy hunt. And in this case, we had defending champion Mark Lotry come in, and you'll see the travails of the pressure that comes with that trophy hunt and shooting, going for a black buck, which he was so excited to do. And then in the first episode, you'll see what happens. And in the second episode, you'll see that it wasn't exactly what we thought, but the fellow participants couldn't pass up on an opportunity to razz him. So that's part of the fun of this episode, is that we're all in camp together. And so the razzing and the interbranch rivalry and all of that is just at a peak. And that makes it a lot of fun. But bringing in the pistol platform changed a couple of results. So
really?
A couple of people were able to come back after not winning in those 40 qualifying rounds. They were able to use the pistol to their advantage and be able to advance to the next round. And then we also have our first female competing in Army Buck Hunters this year. The shooting diva, Dawn Rose, is in.
Ooh. Wow.
Now, and let me tell you, she provides some epic smack in the talk as they get ready to go for the competition.
You bet. Hey, we've got to head down the trail, big guy. Can you give us how we can get a hold of you?
Log on. You can go to armybassanglers.com. That's the parent organization. You can see it all. You can find us on the HUA channel on YouTube. And then, of course, you can always find our episodes on MOTV. And we certainly appreciate all our wonderful viewers on the Sportsman Channel and World Fishing Network.
That's right. And this has been presented by My Outdoor TV. Stream on your favorite device or download to watch anywhere, anytime. My Outdoor TV at myoutdoortv.com. Mr. Carlton Wing, you're so awesome. God bless you. We love you, buddy.
Thank you very much. It's an honor. Great to talk to you.
We're talking spring bear blowout.
Bear hunting stats. In the year 2011, 11 million Americans hunted deer. That same year, only 500,000 hunters sought out black bears. Although black bear populations are healthy and growing, they have liberal hunting regulations and relatively little competition in either spring or fall seasons, they are still not hunted by the masses. However, they are more than worthy of our attention and make a great addition to the freezer.
Unlike that walk of shame last night, you won't regret checking out jimandtrav.com. Archive shows, Jim's blog, Trav's take, Buy or Bust, Mrs. Bunny, and expert advice from our hunting and fishing pros. jimandtrav.com. Stay tuned. The revolution will be right back.